请把我的 PowerPoint 打一下。
Yeah, Brother Paul has some slides that he will talk along with. Can we put it up on the screen?
大概在二十多年前。
Around 20 years ago.
在一个福音的周五的夜晚。
On a Friday night at gospel camp.
有一个小孩子来到了福音营。
There was a child who went there.
那他很想到那个海里面去玩。
He really wanted to go into the ocean to play.
结果呢，他另外一个年轻人就带着他到海里去玩。
So another young person took him to the ocean to play.
结果他们两个在海里跳啊跳啊跳了大概半个多小时的时间。
So they jumped around in the sea for about 20-30 minutes or so.
也许更久，但是
maybe a little more.
实在让他们一生都记忆犹新。
But it's a memorable moment of their life.
那二十多年之后
，and 20 years later，
他们在讲台上，讲台和翻译跳来跳去。
They are jumping around, swapping places on the podium, on not the pews, but the pulpit.
我知道，我讲就是我们两个。
That's me and Brother Paul.
真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在我们教会能够留在这里面一同聚会的，在这里。生养众多的孩子不太多。
So when it comes to our church, the people that grow up here from childbirth to adult is not too often.
大部分
common.
结婚生子找工作都离开这里。
Whether it's marriage or having children or different jobs, they leave to other places.
那独无仅有的就是我们张恒弟兄啊。
The exception, one of the exceptions are our brother Harry.
我感谢主啊，过去的二三四年，我们在主里面，就是都在主的帮助和怜悯的里面。
We thank God we are all under our God's protection, help, and mercy.
实在是他十字架上的恩典，让我们没有离开主。
Our God's grace and the cross causes people to not leave Him.
也没有离开这个聚会。
To not leave the gathering of saints.
所以我们为今天我们可以一起来服侍，我们来感谢主。
So we thank God for being able to serve together.
那我给他领会翻译也不止一次。
And this isn't my first time translating for his for presiding.
那他为我讲道翻译也不止一次。
Nor is it his first time translating for me preaching.
但是还是第一次这样安排我们这个换来换去的啊。
But it's still the first time that everything, all the stars were aligned to do everything.
所以也是蛮特别的。
So it's a little unique.
对，突然想起来我第一次见到他的时候。
So I remembered the first time I saw him.
那时候我还这么高，他比我矮很多。
I was already this tall. He was a lot shorter.
那现在他比我更高大了。
Now I'm taller and wider than our brother.
感谢主，我们在组里面都是弟兄一同的成长。
We thank God that we grow up together in our Lord.
谁也不会想到，从来没有想到，我二十年之后可以在这里为主做见证。张恒弟兄为我翻译。
No one could have thought that in 20 years, we could serve together and preach and translate for him.
感谢主。那受难与复活是一个很大的一个题目。
The topic of crucifixion and resurrection is a huge topic.
是在神的心意和计划里面是最重要的。
It is the most paramount thing in God's mind and His salvation plan.
那今年主感动我多花一点时间在新约的圣经的里面，特别是马太福音。
This year, God moved me to spend more time in the New Testament sections of the Bible, specifically Book of Matthew.
那特别是我有很多的机会跟讲英文的弟兄姊妹，无论在周四、周五、周日都有不同的交通的时间。
And thank God also that we have chance to fellowship often with brothers and sisters on Thursday, Friday, and sometimes Saturday.
那在准备这个那些的这个交通的时候
，When preparing for those meetings,
那耶稣的受难和他的复活这件事情，特别是摸着我的心。
When preparing for those meetings, Jesus' sacrifice, death, and resurrection really moved me.
那这是耶稣在四次在地上向门徒预言，或者是向他们解释 他的死和复活这件事情就放在我的心里面。
And Lord placed in my heart these four instances of Jesus telling his disciples of his coming death and resurrection.
也是主感动我，让我跟这边所有的弟兄姊妹一同的交通。
And also moved me to share this with everyone here.
在我们进到主题以前，我们看一下耶稣在世上这个服事的八个阶段。下一个。
As we unpack this, let's look at the eight stages of our Savior's life when he was for those 3.5 years.
好，我们看一下耶稣在世上大概有三年或者三年半的时间，左右八个按照时间和他服事的地点有八个阶段。
When the Lord's time on the earth in his ministry was 3.5 years, we can break it down into eight segments.
第二段就是他前三四年是一个隐藏的生活。
The first segment is his first 30 years of hidden life.
他的出生，他的幼年。
His birth, his childhood.
一直到他三十岁的差不多三十岁的时候。
Until when he was 30.
第二个就是他侍奉的开始。
Second segment is the beginning of his ministry.
那差不多有六个月的时间。
Around 6 months.
第三个是他服事的比较长的一段时间，差不多一年半的时间在加利利的服事。
And then a big chunk of his ministry was known as the Galilean ministry, about 18 months.
那下一个就是他离开加利利，就是他不是完全离开，但是以加利利在之外的乡村里面，那在那里面服事。
Then he withdrew from Galilee and with intermittent trips back. He wasn't fully withdrawn from it for another half year or so.
对，那差不多有六个月的时间。那在这里面，我用蓝色的这个不同的颜色的字打在这里。
I had written some of these in, I had colored these blue, some of them.
那这个打这个原因就是第前两次的耶稣预言他的受难和他的复活就是在这个时候。
The reason is when Jesus prophesied about his own suffering was during that time.
那下一段就是他差不多有三个月的时间在犹太地的侍奉。
Next segment is when he was serving in Judea in his Judea ministry.
对，后来他离开犹太地，在约旦河外。三个月的侍奉。
After about 3 months, he went to the other side of the Jordan in the Perean
Perean
area.
就是 other side 的意思。对，那个下面就是他从约旦河外进到耶路撒冷，就到受难州这一段时间。
From there, he went back west into the region of Judea during the Passion Week.
那受难州就是一周的时间。
And that was pretty much 7 days, a whole week.
之后他就为我们受死，后来复活。
At the end of which he died and he rose from the dead.
最后他在世上复活以后40天的时间向门徒们显现。
After he rose from the dead, he spent around 40 days here before ascending.
那我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next slide.
实际我的题目应该比较用一个比较长的题目，叫耶稣对受难与复活的四次的预言。
I could state my title in a long form. That's Jesus foretelling his crucifixion and resurrection 4 times.
我们先读一段圣经，在马太福音第16章21节。
Let's read from Matthew 16 verse 21, starting in 21.
21-23。从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。我读完吧。
Okay.
彼得就拉着他说，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你。”耶稣转过身来，对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
Matthew 16:21-23. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
在下一个就是马太福音的第十七章的22节开始。
Then we start in Matthew 17:22.
他们还住在加利利的时候，耶稣对门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。”门徒就大大的忧愁。
And when they came together in Galilee, he said to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day he will be raised to life. And the disciples were filled with grief.
Yeah. 那这两段圣经是在耶稣侍奉的第三个年头的开始，就是他两年服侍之后第三个年头开始。
These two instances of Jesus speaking about his upcoming crucifixion and resurrection occurred on the beginning of the third year of his ministry.
Yeah. 那我们再把圣经翻到20:17开始。
Next, let's go to chapter 20:17.
耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看哪。”我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交在祭司长和文士，他们要定他们死罪，又交给外邦人将他戏弄、鞭打、钉在十字架上。第三日他要复活。那时西比泰的母亲同他两个儿子上来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你的国里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们必要喝。只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备，就赐给谁。”那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄两二人。耶稣叫他们来说：“你们知道。”外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Third time he mentioned it, chapter 20, verse 17. Now Jesus was going up to Jerusalem. On the way, he took the 12 aside and said to them, We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked, flogged, and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. You do not know what you're asking, Jesus said to them. Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right and left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard this, they were indignant with the other two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, You know that the rulers of Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这一段是在他们去耶路撒冷的路上过逾越节。
This was when they were on their way to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
就是在他受难周之前的这个路上。
Days before the Passion Week on the way.
好，最后一段在马太福音26，从第一节读到第16。那我请。弟兄姊妹来读好不好？无论中文、英文，你们一起来读。
The fourth and last time Jesus mentioned this was in Matthew chapter 26:1-16. We'll let brothers and sisters read it.
我们一起。好，耶稣说完这一切话。 谢谢，就到十六节。那个请回到那个 PowerPoint。
We'll stop at verse 16. Let's go back to the slides.
Yeah. 那我想最后这两个就是在受难周的之前和受难之中逾越节前两天发生的。
As we already said, the last two the second two of the four instances of Jesus speaking this was during Passover week or right before it.
实际在这一年的当中耶稣不止这四次向门徒们讲他受难与复活的事情。
In reality, during that last year of his ministry, these were not the four standalone times when Jesus mentioned this to his disciples.
但是这四次记载的比较清楚，也比较特别。
But these are four special and clear instances of them.
那第一次是发生在这个彼得承认耶稣基督你是基督永生神儿子之后。
The first one comes at the heels of Peter's confession of Lord being the Messiah, the Son of God.
第二次发生在变化山，耶稣从变化山之上下来的路上，他讲过一次。下来之后，又再一次跟十二门徒再讲他的死和复活。
The second time and following is right after the Mount of Transfiguration, and then he repeated it to the other disciples.
对
，the twelve.
那后面这两次，刚刚我们已经读过了。
And then the two long ones we just read. The last two.
从我们刚刚读的经文里面看到，主是何等愿意把他的死和复活来启示给他的门徒们。
We see after grouping these together and reading the last two, how often and how important it was for the Lord to say this to his 12.
虽然马太福音每次只用一句话把它写出来。
Even though many times Matthew summarizes using one sentence.
但是这绝对不是一个主突如其来的一个做法，或者一个冲动的一个做法。
But this was definitely not something the Lord said out of whim or suddenly.
而是多次的仔细的向他们解释并教导。
But repeatedly, deliberately, teaching them.
那从第三年这个他讲完这两次之后，那他差不多一年的时间，大部分他服事的重点。和题目就是重点就在门徒他们这十二个门徒的身上。
So along the first two times and then the third year of his ministry when he started talking about this, he shifted his focus a little bit more to his disciples when teaching them.
把更深的生命和实际和天国的奥秘启示给他们。
To teach them practicalities of life and secrets, explaining the kingdom of God more to them.
当在马太福音那里说虽然他说讲到耶稣指示给门徒。
In Matthew, when it says, Jesus, directed his disciples.
Yeah, 中文翻译成指示。Explain.
In Chinese, it just means explain.
Yeah, 中文翻译是 point out, 就是 Chinese 是指出，好像是提一下而已。
Oh, to point out and to identify in Chinese.
更好的翻译应该说解释或者教导。
The better way to say it is the word explain or teach.
我相信主一定是深入浅出的，包括用旧约中圣经关于他死和复活的一些的经文。解释给门徒们听。
I trust that Jesus must have used scriptures from the Old Testament.To illustrate this truth to the twelve.
在变化山下来的时候，不光是门徒看见耶稣变了形象。
After the when they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, not only did the disciples see his face change.
而且父神直接的向他们说，他是我的爱子，你们要听他。
God himself also said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I pleased. Listen to him."
那主跟他讲了什么呢？
What did the Lord?What did they have to listen to? What did Jesus say?
就是他的受难与复活。
This very topic, his crucifixion and resurrection.
我们可以看到当时那些门徒当时拒绝和惧怕的反应。
We see over and over again the disciples rejecting and being afraid of this statement.
实在这个死和复活这件事情对他们是又恐惧又遥远的一个题目。
That topic is...It's a fearful and very topic that is far away from them.
刚刚我说过，之后这一年的时间，主要是花时间在门徒的身上。
So I just said, Jesus spent a great deal of time on his disciples in the last year.
他交通的和预言的这一些比喻的内容也强调在如何交账这个题目上。
The content of his parables and his explanations and teachings revolves around the same topic.
我相信他的目的就是让这些门徒预备好。
I think his plan was for these disciples to prepare well.
当耶稣离世的时候，他们知道如何见证生活和侍奉。
So that when Jesus left, they know how to live, testify, and live and testify.
而是最后他们这两次的预言是在主就告诉他们不是其他的时候了，就是这个时候我就要去受死和复活了。
And in the third and fourth recorded instance of Jesus telling them, it's not so far off, it's imminent.
我们知道这个死和复活，这些门徒的反应都好像是对我们看来都是不太好。
We see that when we look at the reactions of these disciples, they seem not so good.
那每次主耶稣也是指出他们哪里做错了。
And each time when they respond negatively, Jesus actually does point out their fault.
第一个原因就是他们人的意见和成见造成他们无法看见。
The first reason is men's ideas or men's assumptions blinding them to the truth.
彼得爱主的心是真实的。
Peter had a genuine love for our Lord.
主也清清楚楚地知道人天然的逻辑。
Jesus also knew the natural logic of man.
在我们就是不希望能够遇到任何的痛苦。
Man doesn't wish for anyone to get hurt.
何况是受难这件事情。
Let alone suffer.
那这件事情发生在他所爱的主的身上，放在基督神永生神的儿子的身上。
This event supposedly is going to happen to his own Lord, the God of his Savior.
实在是不合逻辑的事情。
It's illogical to think about.
当时彼得是越听越不对劲儿。
So as Peter kept listening and listening, it became more and more offensive and wrong to him.
实在他对他的主是情之深，责之切。
He had a great affections and love for his Lord.
彼得就拉着他劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你。”
So Peter took him aside and told him, "No, you can't do this. This cannot happen. This was surely."
我们知道这里中文的翻译是十分客气的，这个拉制和劝制。
In Chinese, it's depicted very gently, took him aside and, you know, quietly told him no.
这个拉实在不是拉着主说。主啊，你千万不要走的意思。
This pulling is not really pulling him aside and advising him.
这个劝也不是是求主说你主啊，你有没有其他的方法？想想其他的办法。
It is also not an act of urging, Lord. Is there another way for you know for this for whatever you need to be whatever needs to be done to be done?
而是当时主跟十二门徒讲的时候，彼得站起来一把把主拉到拽到旁边去。
But then it's after Jesus explained this, Peter stood up and grabbed a hold of Jesus and said, no.
打断主的对他们的教导，来责备主。
Interrupting God, Jesus' teaching and rebuking Jesus.
当然是魔鬼就借着人的逻辑抵挡神的工作。
Evidently, the devil used the logic of man to try to stop the work of God.
主很清楚这件事，就严肃地责备彼得。
Jesus is well aware of this inclination, so he severely rebuked Peter instead.
撒旦，退我后面去吧！你是绊我脚，因你不体贴人的意思，只体贴不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. Your thoughts are not heavenly thoughts; they're from the world."
今天我们回想自己的生活。
When we reflect on our own life.
有很多的时候，我们是体贴自己的意思，自己世间的逻辑。
Oftentimes we lean into our understanding, our own logic and view of the world.
让我们无法顺服主。
To prevent us from obeying God.
而且还会怪主，远离主。
And even to the point of blaming God and leaving God.
当时彼得没有办法过这件受难这关，看见神死而复活的大能。
Peter could not see past this stumbling block of Christ's suffering to see the glory that comes afterwards.
今天我们不也是一样的问题？
Are we not unlike him in this regard.
不要讲受难这件事情，就是一些小小的困难，这关我们都过不了。
Forget suffering, we cannot even pass the little pedestals.
一点点困难就把我们压倒了，
a little, 就软弱了。A little trouble crushes us to the ground.
何况说我们要经历神死而复活的大能。
Let alone experiencing the power of his resurrection.
我们天然的意念跟人生的心意是相反的。
Our natural inclination is contrary to God's will.
可能在这几方面，一个是对律法的认识。
Perhaps in many different ways. One is in the way of law.
Our
understanding of law.
第二个对赏罚的认识。
Our understanding of rewards and punishment.
第三个对道德的认识。
Our understanding of morality.
还有对得失的认识。
Gaining and losing.
最后就是对苦难的认识。
And then lastly, understanding the suffering.
如果我们仔细思想自己的这个逻辑或者自己天然的想法这几方面，我们跟神都是相反。
If we think hard about our logic and our natural inclinations, many of it is in contrary to God's.
不光是相反，甚至是对立的。
Not only contrary, but or conflicting.
Okay, conflicting. Yeah. 即使信主以后，这些固有的思维还在我们里面，拦阻神在我们生命里面的工作。
After becoming his children, some of these thoughts still dog us in our steps in following him.
如何能够解决这些问题？只有我们自己亲自经历神的受苦、受难和他的十字架的工作，我们才能够从这里面局限中能够出来。
To resolve these issues, one good way is to look at his glory and his work in his crucifixion and resurrection.
不再受天然意识的这些的限制。
To not be limited by our natural inclinations.
让我们的灵里面眼睛可以打开，可以明亮。
That our spiritual eyes can be open and to be bright.
实际让我们经历这些事情是很简单的。
Practically, to experience this is easy.
就是一些这些事情发生，这些问题出来的时候。
It's that whenever these issues surface,
我们要特别小心我们第一个的反应。
We have to be very careful of our initial reaction.
第一个反应很可能就是你固有的那些成见出来的东西。
Our first initial reaction might be that of our natural inclination and what we're based on our assumptions.
即使我们信主之后，但是我们对律法、道德的使用还是很机械性的。
Even though we are believers, the way we treat morality and law is very mechanical.
还有我们对这些自我保护的条件反射。
The way that we handle our self-preservation and our
那时候我们马上需要舍己，马上要 deny yourself， 回到主面前。
It is at those times when we have to immediately deny ourselves and return to the Lord.
看看主怎么说。
To see what he said.
看看神的圣灵怎么带领。
To see how the Spirit of God leads.
讲到律法和道德的事情。
Talking about law and morality.
我们看一下后面这个花玻璃。
Let's look at the stained glass windows behind me.
有的时候我们看神的道，看神的律，就像这个花玻璃没有中间的玻璃一样。
Sometimes we see the law and God's morality. It's like the stained glass windows without the centerpiece.
如果我们把所有的玻璃都拿掉，你可以看出这些东西，但是一点味道都没有，不好看。
If we take that out, you can see plenty of things, but it loses the true flavor.
也可能猜出中间可能有个人的，可能是耶稣，旁边可能是怎么样，都可能猜出。这是我们对律法的认识。
So we might take out Jesus in the middle and maybe one or two people from the left or right. That's law.
同样我们对道德也是一样，对爱也是一样。
Same with morality, same with love.
你就像把这个花玻璃都拿下来，没有这个外面的这个架子。
Even if you take the glass out and you just leave the frames there.
是糊涂的，一尊很漂亮的玻璃。
It's just a dumb group of stained glass windows there.
但是只有圣灵的工作可以把这两个交织在一起。
Only the work of the Holy Spirit can glue them together.
看到神的工作是美丽的，而且是有条有理。
To see the work of God is beautiful and orderly.
Yeah. 下一个就是人的感觉。
Second one is people's feelings.
忧愁使人没法听见。
Being despaired prevents people from hearing.
第二次我刚刚说过，这次发生在变化山之后。
The second instance, as I said earlier, happens right after the Mount of Transfiguration.
有彼得、约翰、雅各在变化山上看到耶稣变了形象。
Only Peter, James, and John was there at the Mount of Transfiguration.
并且听见摩西、以利亚谈论。
And they also heard Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus.
就是谈论耶稣离世的事情。
Talking about the very topic of him leaving.
就是他要在耶路撒冷所要成就的事。
And what he was going to accomplish through his death in Jerusalem.
当门徒从昏睡中被惊醒的时候。
When the disciples awakened from their sleep or trance.
他们不知所措，约赫这个雅各、约翰是哑口无言。
They had no idea what to do. James and John had no idea what to say.
彼得就是他，就是彼得，他就脱口而出。
Peter was behaving like Peter. He blurted out something.
他说：“我们盖三个棚子吧。”
He said, "Let's. It's good for us to be here. Let's make three tents."
那天父在这里亲自的发声，这是我的爱子，你要听他的。
God Himself said, "This is my son. Listen to him."
那下山之后。在山上下来的路上和下山之后，耶稣多次的向他们再一次启示死而复活。
On their way down, Jesus repeated to them again and again about his departure and resurrection.
上次彼得被耶稣骂了，这次又看到耶稣变得这样荣耀的形象，这些门徒不敢说什么。
After the disciples saw Peter getting pummeled by our Lord the first time, and then seeing Jesus' face change this time, they said nothing.
但是马太在这里很形象地形容他们这些门徒的心。
But Matthew very vividly described the reaction of the ten of the others.
他们心里大大的忧愁。
It said there that they greatly despaired.
实在让他们听不进去主他们所向他们所说的话。
They really could not.Hear and absorb Jesus' word. Sorry, not despair, grief.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们每次主日在这里聚会，听主的话。
Each time we gather here and listen to God's word.
我们里面是不是还有无名的这个忧虑、挂虑在我们的里面
？Do we have unnamed and undealt grief in our hearts?
圣经说，你当一无挂虑，我们都听了，但是行出来容不容易？
The Bible says, "Do not grieve," but it's hard to act it out.
Yeah, 我们能够听进去，可以用信心来支取这句话吗
？Can we hear it, absorb it, and by faith act out that command?
实在主要，这次借着他的十字架启示，让我们经历更荣耀的这个生命的经历。
May our Lord use the cross to help us live a more glorious Christian life.
我们才能脱离这种昏睡、这种软弱、惧怕、忧愁的限制。
So that we can escape this, this sleepy, weak condition we are in.
Yeah, 让我们的灵里面的耳朵可以打开。
Help us to have our spiritual ears opened.
开通我们一个明哲的心。
Open our sensitive, understanding heart.
Yeah. 第三个就是人的地位，骄傲是犯罪的根源。
Three, man's position. Pride is the root of sin.
在这一年多的时间，我想门徒从主里面学到了很多的东西。
During the 30 year of Jesus' ministry, I trust the disciples learned a lot.
也看到主他更大的能力。
And saw a greater power of Jesus.
更重要，看他生命里面的确是有荣耀的，他就是王。
And then see, to some extent, the richness of his life and the glory of him being a form of king.
在去耶路撒冷的路上，他们众人。包括门徒，就是盼望也期盼着耶稣基督就要去做王了。
On the way to Jerusalem, as well as on his way in, the crowd, the multitude, as well as disciples, hoped that he would be somewhat of a king.
但是在这个超大的人群当中，耶稣把这个十二个门徒拉到了旁边。
But during the in the time of the multitude, he pulled the 12 aside.
告诉他们，我马上就要去为你们受害。
He told them, "I'm going to suffer. I'm going to rise from the dead."
前两次是彼得说话，这两次轮到了这个雅各和约翰这个哥俩 来说话。
The first two times Peter spoke, this time, it's the sons of Zebedee, James and John. John and James.
Yeah. 再加上他的妈。
And Mrs. Zebedee.
Yeah, 再加上他的母亲。
Their mother.
Yeah. 那一同求耶稣要什么呢？要地位。
To look for something from Jesus. What was it? Position.
那从其他门徒对他们的不满的反应，也看到其他门徒的想法跟这两位是差不多的。
Also, judging by the other ten's reaction when they found out what he and their mother said, we can conclude that they had similar wishes.
他们到底有没有听到主向他们所说的话？
Did they hear what Jesus said to them or not?
以前彼得劝主不要去做，他们心里面听到主要受死，忧愁还是有情可原的。
But before, when he said he was going to, when Peter said, "Surely no," them worrying for Jesus was reasonable.
在这里面，他们为争执地位和权柄，是不是有点太过分了？
But here, it's a little out of touch, isn't it, to start fighting over authority and position?
的确，他们三年的时间放下地上的生活，为主损失了很多。
True, they left behind their old life and then spent 3 years with Jesus in a certain amount of sacrifice.
现在主得国的时间到了，也是他们的机会到了。
But now God's inheriting the kingdom is the time draws near and their opportunity is at hand.
如果按照现在我们这个现在的风险投资来比喻的话，
If we use an illustration from investment for in modern times,
前三年你投资一个新开的公司，大部分都会亏本。
If you invest in a startup company, you usually suffer a loss for the first 3 years.
因为他们还没有产品。
Because they don't have the commodity, the product yet.
The product yet. 另外呢，可能还会要追加投资进去。
And then they had to put their life savings into their investments.
但是三年之后，差不多是该回本的时候了。
But after 3 years, you will usually get some kind of return on investment.
可能当时雅各和约翰他们的想法跟现在的投资人的想法也差不多。
Maybe what James and John thought was not unlike the investors in the modern times.
那如果在一个公司里面，主耶稣当然是 CEO 了。
Now, if this is a company, Lord Jesus, of course, he is a CEO.
那他们想我也做个这个 CFO 啊 COO 之类做一做吧。
They probably wanted to be some kind of other chief executive something.
那其他的门徒也在想想我得做个 C 什么 O 吧。
Everyone else is like, I want to be a C of something O too.
在这里面主回答很清楚，在神的国里没有 C 等级的。
Jesus' answer is very clear. In the kingdom of God, no one is at the C something O level.
C level. There's no C level job. 只有 S 等级的职位。
There's no chief level jobs, only S level jobs.
S 就是仆人的等级的工。
S, well, you could say, I guess, servant or slave.
做仆人，服侍众人。
To be part of the multitude, to serve the multitude.
并要为众人。舍命做多人的赎价。
And to give his life as a ransom for many.
那我们主也是所有的这个仆人里面的仆人。
Our Lord then is the servant of all servants.
主要继续启示带领我们进入更大的荣耀的服事。
The Lord is going to take us into more glorious service.
首先要见证检查里面我们里面有没有什么骄傲没有。
First we'll examine if there's any kind of pride inside.
骄傲是罪的根源。
Pride is a source of sin.
是跌倒和失去见证的开始。
It's the beginning of falling or losing testimony.
真是求主，真是帮助我们，让我们可以背起他的十字架来跟从他。
May the Lord help us to really carry our cross and follow Him.
脱去我们在世上那个虚荣、那个地位之心。
To take off the heart of glamour or status in the world.
在神的家里面，就是神那个不朽的国度里面，被主使用。
In the unperishable home of God, be used.
跟随主是一个不计成本、全人全心的摆上。
To follow God is not something, is to follow without keeping track of personal gain.
是在这个世上既没有回报又没有回本的一个啊、一个职业。
It's a job, an attitude of not expecting anything in return.
但是我们所侍奉的是那个永生神的国度。
However, the kingdom that we serve is an eternal kingdom.
是在神的国度里面，是在今生要得百倍，在来世里要得永生的侍奉。
It's one that we will reap a hundredfold in this life and infinitely in the life to come.
第三个就是人的经济观，利益跟主是无份无关。第四个。
The fourth one is God's economy. And
people's economy.
Oh, people's economy has nothing to do with God's economy.
Yeah. 在逾越前的两天，耶稣再一次向门徒讲到受难的事情。
So 2 years before Passover, Jesus again explained to them.
那时候已经风声鹤唳，因为耶稣多次的跟当时的权贵有正面的冲突。
That was a tumultuous period because Jesus had already much conflict with the religious leaders there.
耶稣所做所行的让门徒已经失望到底，因为耶稣做王这件事情跟他们的期望是相差的太远。
At this point, what they had hoped for was very, very much different from the words and deeds of what Jesus did. So their hope for him to become a king has already been.
原来耶稣说自己受难要受死这件事情可能是真的。
And then you realize, okay, the suffering and resurrection thing might be real.
那当时门徒的反应就更过分了，那个犹大直接用30块钱把主给卖了。
The reaction there was even more outrageous. Judas sold him for 30 silver coins.
其他的门徒虽然没有卖主，但是你看对那些相高的事情，他也是斤斤计较。
But the other disciples didn't betray our Lord, but we can see that they were very petty about other things.
人经济和利益的头脑是在神的国里面是很可怕的事情。
The mind of an economist and someone who is nickel and diming everything is a very scary thing in the mind of God.
它会一点点的把我们带到软弱和衰微的里面。
Moment by moment, it'll take us into the state of weakness.
上周我们弟兄讲到这个撒种的比喻，第三个那个现象。
Last week, our brother Jen spoke about the third condition of the soil.
实在是一个最最可悲的一个光景。
It's really the most pitiful and unfortunate state.
按照名，你是好像是个基督徒。
By name, you are a Christian, maybe.
却没有一点点生命和见证。
But there is no life testimony at all.
今天我们不能追求主，不能向主摆上的原因，大部分的理由都是正常的。
The main reason we cannot seek the Lord, the main reason is.
It's logical. It's normal. Yeah. 大部分都是因为是合理的，是因为不能够取舍的关系。
It's because of some logical or illogical relationship.
我们的工作、孩子、家庭等等，任何的一个时候，我们都可以找到一个理由，我们不能够好好的聚会，不能好好的跟随主。
There is always and countless examples of excuses of job, family, children that prevents us from gathering with the saints and going to church.
背后就是我们里面那个小信的心。
Behind it all is our little faith.
或者我们讲到这是一个错误的相信，神永远会给我们机会的。
Or we misunderstand and say that God will give us infinite chances.
我软弱一点点，神总会接纳我们的。
I'm a little weak, but the Lord will accept me anyway.
这好像在圣经的道理上是没有错的。
Theologically, this seems fairly sound in the Bible.
但是这样错误的相信就是不信。
But this misplacing faith is having no faith.
记得那个五饼二鱼的那个神迹的例子吗？
Remember the miracle, the sign of the 5 bread and 2 fish?
小孩子有五饼二鱼。
The little boy had 5 bread and 2 pieces of fish.
可能够他一个人吃，最多再加上一个大人的分量。
Maybe it's enough for himself and maybe for one more adult.
主有没有说我们先留一块饼，留一块鱼给小孩子先垫垫肚子？
Did Jesus say, let's keep one bread and 1 fish for the little child first.
其他的 四个饼一块鱼，我们变一变，让五千个人吃个半饱就可以了。
The rest, let's feed people half full, to be good enough.
或者说吃饱了也没关系，不用带十二个篮子回去，带六个篮子回去就行了。
Or we can be full, but let's take back home 6 baskets leftovers instead of 12.
主所有的摆上都是丰满，他的接受人的奉献也是完全的。
We see that what God provides is abundant, and what he accepts from people are also their full. May we draw from his power of resurrection. We carry our own cross and follow our Lord. To leave our petty unbelief and those wrong ideas.
让主来的时候，我们跟他交账是坦然无惧。
So that when he comes, we will not be put to shame.
那我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next slide.
那主耶稣向门徒预言他复活的主要的原因是什么呢？
What's the main reason for God, for Jesus telling his disciples of his suffering resurrection?
实际答案很简单。
It's really, really simple.
就是他的死和复活太重要，太荣耀了。
It's because those two things are too important and too glorious.
他是所有他的工作和启示的中心。
This is the center of all his work and revelation.
这也是神工作的重点和中心。
It's also the focus of God's work.
这些也是死而复活，也是神工作的法则。
Death and resurrection is the law of his.Of how God works.
讲到法则，用今天的话讲，就是你买到了一个工具。
To talk about 法则 law.
Yeah, the law, the way of God. Yeah.
To talk about the law, the way of God is you getting the proper tools.
你不光是有那个工具，而且有个说明书。
You have the tools, but you also have the user manual.
那死和他的受难复活是我们的工具，也是说明书。
So death and resurrection is our tool and our user guide.
祭司是我们需要使用的、运用的那个能力，也是主的道路。
What we use and how we use it is also the way of God.
也是我们追求的目标。
It's also the goalpost of our pursuit.
三年的时间，门徒看了主所行的许多的神迹，听了他许多的教训，他们也成长。
Three years of listening to God's teachings, signs, and they have These 12 have grown too.
慢慢知道主的心思，也知道他怎么处事。
To slowly realize how God works and how He deals with situations.
但是他们在死和复活这件事情上跟主没有办法同心。
But they are not one mind with Jesus when it comes to this topic of crucifixion and resurrection.
为什么呢？因为死和复活这件事情是神的智慧，但是在世人看来是愚拙的，是笨的。
Why? Because this thing with this whole matter of crucifixion and resurrection is foolishness in the eyes of man, but it's the wisdom of God.
不能够接受，跟我们没关系，也没有这个必要。
Can't accept it. Don't think this is necessary. It has nothing to do with us.
我们信主之后，许多事情好像是我们人生变好了，道德也变高了。
After we believe in the God, many things improve. Maybe our life has improved. Maybe our morals improved.
但是我们回想我们的基督徒的生活，我们里面满了失败。
When we reflect in our Christian life, it's filled with failures.
为什么呢
？Why？
我用一个中国一个词来总结，就是主次不分。
Let me use a phrase in Chinese to explain it. That's the not having the right priorities.
Yeah, we're focused on the unimportant stuff and let go the important stuff.Right, 主次不分，因为我们这个一些次要的事情，我把它处理得井井有条的。
We often take care of many secondary issues very well.
但是最重要的事情，我们是一败涂地。
But the paramount primary issues, we are all over the place.
比如说，你把你孩子的学校和他的兴趣抓得很紧。
For example, you watch after your kids' education and hobbies closely.
却忽略了他对人处事和的那个能力和感恩的心。
But you ignored his the way he deals with people and his being a thankful person.
你可以把孩子管教得很好，在人面前是无可指责的。
You can adjust your child's behavior so that he's blameless, seemingly blameless before people.
但是他里面没有任何的志气。
But he loses his personal stature and his relationship with you.
甚至我们可以把教会治理得井井有条。
We can also get the sequence of events, have the church be proceed rightfully.
但是我们失去了生命的能力和爱。
But we lose the spiritual life and love for each other.
我们若在信仰的这个事情上迟钝一点，慢一点，或者甚至做错了，没有什么关系。
If we are slow to learn and we are stumbling around in the spiritual things, that's okay.
而在死而复活这件事情上，没有在主面前有个绝对的心和精力，我们是会受到很大的亏损。
But in the matter of crucifixion and resurrection, if we get that wrong, we would be at a great loss.
许多你发现我们对罪的对付。人的方法是行不通的。
Many of the ways we deal with sin, the way people deal with it is not enough.
这个现在这个我讲一个小例子啊，十诫里面有说你不要贪心。
Let me give a small example. Ten commandments, one of them says, "Do not covet."
那是不是穷人才贪心
？Is it only the poor that covet?
是不是我们有足够钱了之后就不贪心了
？If we have enough money, do we stop envying, coveting?
是不是给求主给我们恩典，给我们赚更多的钱，我们就不会贪心了
？If God give us grace to earn more money, are we not going to be greedy then?
当然不是，我们必须在这件事情上经历神的死和复活。
Of course not. We have to experience death and resurrection of our Lord there.
我们才知道什么是真正的财富。
Then we can know what truly is abundance.
也知道什么是真正的贫穷。
And what truly is being poor.
在我们的生活里面，很多对罪的对付，特别是年轻的人对一些的罪付，对罪的对付。
In our life, dealing with sin, especially the sins that young people have to deal with.
结婚并不见得是解决的方法。
Marriage is not a way out of that sin.
找个伴侣。不会是那些罪的解决的方法。
Finding a spouse is not the way to resolve sins.
而且你把这个罪带到你的婚姻的里面。
But if you take that sin into your marriage,
不光是你自己痛苦，你的配偶一样的痛苦。
Not only do you continue to suffer, but the person, your spouse will also suffer.
所以只能经过神的死而复活的这样的对付，才能够释放我们。
So again, you have to go through the freedom that comes from recognizing his crucifixion and resurrection.
那神当然是给我们一个途径。那主耶稣向他们的教导，对他们说的话，就是解决的途径。
God gives us a way out in the form of his words when he taught them.
第一个就是让我们看见神的意思。
First is to see God's idea.
主当耶稣医治那个两个瞎眼的人说，就问他们。你们相信我能做这事吗？
Before Jesus healed those two blind men, Bartholomew and the other guy, he said, "Do you believe I can do this?"
信心可以开盲人的眼睛。
Faith can open up the blind spiritual eyes of people.
今天信心也同样的可以开我们属灵的眼睛。
Faith can also open our spiritual eyes today.
主在行的所有的神迹上，他不需要依靠人的信心去行那些神迹。
Jesus does not need faith to perform any of his faith from people to perform any of his miracles.
但是你发觉每一次主的行的神迹都跟人的信心有关系。
But you find that oftentimes when our Lord does something,
有可能是有信心主行神迹。
It's every time our Lord does something, it's related to people's faith. Maybe showing an evidence of faith.God does it. Jesus did it.
有些因为他行了神迹，让人得着信心。
Other times it's because he did the miracle and then it bore faith.
今天我们也在信里面要顺服神。
Today in our faith we must obey God too.
要舍去我们天人的心思，也接受神的心思。
We must submit our own feelings, forsake our feelings and submit to God's ideas.
第二个就是神的情感。
Second is God's feelings.
神的情感是丰富的。
God's feelings is very rich.
但是主几次教导这个门徒们讲到他受难和复活这件事情。
But with regards to the teachings about his death and resurrection to his disciples,
他希望他的这些朋友们、门徒们能够理解他。
He hoped that his friends, his brothers, can understand him, to be of one heart.
但是绝对不是让门徒来可怜他。
But definitely not so that they could pity him.
来同情他。
To feel bad for him.
今天无论我们在这里擘饼纪念主。
Whether, no matter whether we're just breaking bread,
还是传福音给人听,
or preaching gospel,
不是因为主耶稣受难那个悲壮来赢得人的可怜,
we don't do that because God paid such a high price, so we should pity him and believe him.
耶稣钉在十字架上真是太可怜了，你赶快就相信相信吧。
Jesus was suffered so much for us. He went through so much unfortunate events. Let's at least believe him.
不是的。
It's not like that.
受难和复活是荣耀的。
It's a glorious thing.
复活当然是荣耀的。
Resurrection, of course, is a glorious thing.
耶稣受难，他钉十字架上，不光是复活，是那个复活的必经之路。
Being on the cross, not only was that the only way to the resurrection.
在十字架上的主，他的身体为我们裂开，他宝血为我们流出来。
His body broken for us, his blood shed for us on the cross.
在十字架上的主是最最荣耀的主。
He is the God of glory, most glorious on the cross.
而在变化山上，耶稣借着他的显现，显出他复活之后那个主的荣耀。
And from the Mount of Transfiguration, God revealed the glory of God and resurrection.
让他们可以没有惧怕，可以听见神像说的话，像他们所说的话。
To let them not be afraid and to listen to God's own words.
第三个就是神的地位，是舍命的地位，为做多人的赎价。
Third one is God's status, denying of himself, giving himself to redeem many.
这个舍命、舍己这件事情，从启示录一直到从创世纪一直到启示录，充贯着圣经的里面。
There is a vein of this truth from Genesis all the way to Revelations about sacrifice, deny himself and sacrifice as a ransom.
Right. 从伊甸园到加利利海边，到逾越节的宴席，到各个他，一直到启示录里边，都是讲耶稣为我们舍己。
From the Garden of Eden, from the Mount of Transfiguration, from Passover to the cross, to Golgotha, to the resurrection, all talking about the sacrifice and his glory.
今天跟神的荣耀，我们有什么可以骄傲的？
We have God's glory. What can we boast in?
今天跟神的恩典，我们有什么不可以舍去的？
According to God's grace, what can we withhold from God that we can't give?
而且舍己就是来破碎我们里面骄傲的唯一的途径。
To give ourselves is to really be broken inside and breaking us of our pride.
第四个，神的经济观，破碎带来丰富的生命。
Fourth one is God's economy. Brokenness taking people to abundance.
虽然这些又可爱又可恶的门徒是对耶稣受难和复活这件事情反应是越来越糟糕。
Even though these adorable but very frustrating disciples had a negative and wrong reaction to Jesus' prophecy about himself.
但是旁边有一个小女子，她听进去了，看见了。
But there was a woman there. She heard and she absorbed it.
她把一个最珍贵的一个玉瓶打破。
She broke a jade or alabaster jar.
将里面的真纳达香膏完全的倒在主的身上。
And took all of the oil or ointment in there and poured it over Jesus.
不是滴了几滴。
Not a few drops.
而是一滴不剩的倒在耶稣的身上。
But every single drop without any reserve.
这个玉瓶reservation. 这个玉瓶就代表神。他最珍贵的那个礼物就是耶稣基督他自己。
This speaks about her most precious gift. Knowing the most precious gift, that's Jesus.
他的爱子成为我们的祭物。
His beloved son became our atonement.
成为我们的牺牲。
Became our sacrifice.
里面的香膏就是他美好的生命为我们流出来。
The ointment inside is her beautiful life.
下一页。
Next page.
马太福音26:12，这里说，他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我是在告诉你们，普天之下，无论做什么，无论在什么地方传这福音，要述说女人所行的，做个纪念。
Matthew 26, starting in verse 12, it says this. Jesus said, "When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
主既然这样说了，我们如何来传这个女人所说的，做个纪念呢？
Since Jesus said this, literally said this, how should we bring up her memory?
Yeah. 那第一个，我们就要预备我们的香膏。
First, we have to prepare our ointment.
要经历圣灵在我们里面的工作。
To experience the work of the Spirit in us.
花时间在主的话上。花时间在祷告上面。
Spend time in God's word and spend time in prayer with God.
检查我们里面的味道，我们是不是有真正主的香气。
Examine our inside to see if we really have the fragrance of Christ.
这个香膏的预备是隐藏的工作。
This is our hidden work.
是要花代价的工作。
This is something that requires sacrifice.
我们需要赎回光阴，因为我们浪费了太多时间，我们积攒的都是臭气。
We have wasted so much time. We have gathered much stench.
所谓的赎回光阴，就是我们在一个有价值的时段里面花时间在主的身上。
That is to say that we should spend in a certain given amount of time to spend worthy time with God.
Yeah, 这个 worthy time 可能是在我们里面 要安排主要的时间花在主的身上。
And in that is to prepare the primary, the most important time that we have to tarry with Lord.
对，读经的安排的时间在哪个时间段，祷告在哪个时间段，是我们剩余的时间还是在主要的时间的里面。
What have we allocated to the time of studying scripture and praying? Is it our leftover time or our primary, most important time?
另外，这个香膏的预备不光是我们自己，也是跟人之间的接触。
The other aspect of this ointment is not only our own time, but also time with people.
我们跟弟兄姊妹或者关心慕道的朋友。
Time with brothers and sisters or caring for gospel seeking friends.
要在这个爱子上面投资，也是要花主要的时间，有价值的时间。
It's to work out in that manner of love. It takes time and also sacrifice.
有计划的去做。
It's planned and deliberate actions.
而不是突然想起来。
Not acting out of whim.
别人接触的人也知道你是真正爱他还是不真正爱他。
People you come into contact with also know if you truly love them or just doing out of duty.
我们要建立一个有意义的人际的关系。
We have to establish meaningful relationships.
花宝贵的时间在我们的家人、弟兄姊妹，还有我们信主没有信主的朋友的身上。
Spend time with our family, our precious brothers and sisters, and to invest time in them.
目的是什么？就是一起经历主、建立主、见证主。
Purpose is to experience God, know God, and to testify for God.
门徒说：“这不枉费了吗？”
The disciples say, "Isn't that a waste?"
花时间在主的身上，永远不会枉费的。
Time spent on our Lord Jesus is never time lost or wasted.
下一个就是玉瓶的制作。
Next is the making of the jar, the jade jar.
那这个接受主在我们生命上的功课，雕琢，他用环境事物来雕琢我。
To accept the lessons God puts in before us, using circumstance, events, to sculpt us a certain way.
每次的经历和磨练都是让主雕琢我们的机会。
Each time being molded into Him is a under different situations is a chance for him to reshape us.
可能以前我们做的不对，做错了，但是主给我们机会，再次让他的十字架来雕琢我们。
Perhaps we did something wrong or inaccurate or imperfect last time. God will sculpt us more next time.
只等到这个玉瓶被制作成，里面可以承接神给我们一切的安排。
Until that alabaster jar can be done to perfection.
让我们里面可以成为他又宝贵又可用的器皿。
To let us be a precious and useful vessel for him.
最后一个，我们来如何诉说这个女人的行为呢？
Lastly, how should we describe the actions of this woman?
就是让我们用我们的生活和行动来诉说这个女人的行为。
And that is to
live out.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we need to live out.
Oh, to live out the heart and deeds of this woman.
Yeah, 主在这个女子行在主所身上的。
Everything the Lord accomplished on this woman.
No, the woman did on the Lord.
Oh, whatever the woman did onto Jesus.
我们今天也可以坐在主他自己的身上。
We can do to our Lord also.
就是在主里面，我们要彼此的相爱。
Is that in Him we love each other?
要爱我们里面每一个弟兄姊妹。
Love every brother and sister.
特别是在软弱里面的弟兄姊妹。
Especially those that are in weakness.
在马太福音前面，就是这个件事情发生之前，这耶稣在世上最后一个预言。
One of the last prophecies Jesus gave in Matthew.
就是绵羊和山羊的预言。
Is the parable of the sheep and goats.
记载在马太福音二十五章。
It's recorded in chapter 25.
这里讲到就是说。主说：“我在饿的时候你给我吃，我渴的时候你再给我喝。我探坐在监里面，你来探我。”
It says, "When I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me."
那些义人，那些绵羊说：“我们什么时候这样做了呢？”
Those lambs, those righteous lambs, they said, "When did I do that?"
从来没有看到你饿，从来没看到你渴，从来没看到你坐在监里面。
We didn't see you hungry or thirsty or in prison.
主说：“我实在告诉你们这些事。”坐在我们弟兄中间最小的一个身上，就是坐在我的身上。
The Lord said, the King said, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did for me.
所以今天玛利亚的见证也是我们的见证。玛利亚所行的，就是今天我们所要行的。
So Mary's testimony is to be our testimony. What Mary did is what we ought to do.
求主的灵帮助我们，求主的十字架来帮助我们。
May God's Spirit help us. May His cross help us.
让玛利亚那个膏油浇在主的身上，也同样的，我们今天自己愿意浇奠在主自己的身上。
May just like that woman, Mary, we are willing to pour our own jar of ointment onto Jesus too.
大概上世纪，大概六七十年代的时候
，in the 60s or 70s，
在老国就是 Laos 那个国家整个政权的改变。
In the country Laos, there was a political change, revolution.
对，那当时的所有的基督徒都被逼迫，教会被关门。
During that revolution, all Christians were persecuted, and the church's doors were closed.
那基督徒呢就在地下聚会。
So the Christians gathered underground.
那其他的，但是一个地下的一个聚会就被发现了。
But one of those underground gatherings was found.
那他们就被军队包围起来，而且就是说，如果你们不否认主的名，我们就要把你每个人都要杀死。
So they were cornered by the I guess the authorities, the military, and they were forced to renounce their faith, otherwise die.
你们做的方法就是说，当时如果在老国你吐唾沫在一个人身上的话，那是很不礼貌、最羞辱的事情。
In that country, to spit on somebody, that's a very exceedingly disrespectful thing to do.
那他就那个军人就把一个圣经放在前面，他说你们每个人上来吐唾沫在这个圣经上面。
So the soldiers put a Bible on a table and told them one by one to come here and spit on the Bible.
那整个聚会都变得鸦雀无声，十分的惧怕，我想每个基督徒里面都十分的复杂。
As you can imagine, everyone had conflicting and complex emotions. It was very, very troubled moment.
这个牧师是一个比较年轻的牧师。
The pastor was a very young pastor.
他说我是这个小全群的一个带头人。
He said that I am the leader of this small group of small flock.
他实在不希望每一个圣徒就这样被杀害。
He really doesn't wish that each one of his saints will be killed this way.
他就在主面前猛地认罪悔改。
So he seriously repented and confessed and repented before the Lord.
那他就第一个 倒到圣经面前，吐唾沫在圣经上，他就走。
So he went to the Bible and he spit on it and then walked away.
那其他的这个聚会的人一个一个的上来，牧师都做了，他一个也想在主面前悔改，吐唾沫就离开了。
So the rest of them, one by one, since the pastor did it, they went one by one to spit on the Bible to avoid dying.
小女孩也同样的走了上来。
So then a little girl walked up just like the rest of them.
她安静的来到圣经面前，跪在圣经的面前。
She silently walked up to the Bible, knelt before it.
她用她的衣服把所有的唾沫全部擦掉。
She used her clothes to wipe away all of the spit on the Bible.
那当时这个小女孩就被军人一枪打死。
So then that little girl was shot immediately by the soldiers.
我想当时玛利亚这个玉瓶打开这个玉瓶浇在耶稣的身上。
I think this woman Mary who lavished this jar of oil on Jesus.
复活之后多少的圣徒他们的鲜血就像玉瓶一样一个一个的被打破。
Many, many people's jars were shattered, just like hers after the resurrection.
从第一个时代一直到今天。
From the first generation Christians to now.
有多少的玉瓶为主打开，让里面香膏流出来？
How many jars of ointment were opened for the fragrance to come out?
今天我们能够相信主，能够靠主站住，就是那些主在他里面的工作，在他圣徒中间的工作。
Today what we do in God and how we behave is the work of His apostles.
今天我们在北美的圣徒们。
The saints in North America.
虽然我们生活很舒适，但是神的要求并没有任何的减少。
We have an unpersecuted, easy life, but our Lord's command have not changed for us.
我们需要重新的对主他的受难和他的复活有重新的认识。
We have to have a true and good understanding of his suffering, his crucifixion, and his resurrection.
也让这个实际能够应用在我们的生命和生活的里面。
And to allow that reality to be used in us.
让我们每个人都像那个女人，那个无名的女人一样，愿意把自己交奠在主的面前。
Let each of us, this unnamed, like unnamed people, put ourselves in God's hands.
这是不是主的要求，而是主的约请。
This is not God's demand, but His heart.
主的死和复活是荣耀的。
His death and resurrection are glorious things.
他也要他的圣徒跟他同得荣耀。
May his saints have the same kind of glory.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，主，我们把一切颂赞荣耀都归给你。
Where we give you all of our praise and glory.
实在是你的恩典，你为我们受难，你为我们复活。
You suffered and rose for us according to your mercy.
今天我们里面人的心思、人的情感、人的道德、人的这种得意、人的利益观，主啊，都求你需要啊来破碎。
Our feeling, our ideas, our priorities all have to be adjusted by, have to be broken by you.
让我们能够相信你，也顺服你在我们中间的工作。
May we put our faith in you, and may we be open to your work in our life.
求你祝福，也带领每一个圣徒。
May you bless and lead all saints.
让我们在地上有盐的味道，有光的光亮。
May we have, be salt in this world, be the light in this world.
让你的生命在你的教会里面，在你的圣徒中能够彰显。
May your life in your saints and your church be, made clear.
愿颂赞荣耀都归给你。
May all praise and glory be yours.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.All right.